Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And as we have our daily message of hope today, we get to invoke the beautiful, the powerful intercession of the holy archangels. In sacred scripture, we learn of three archangels by name: St. Gabriel, St. Michael, and St. Raphael. If we today consider how we celebrate the feast of the holy archangels, we can walk through each of the names of the three archangels we know by name in approved sacred scripture and learn so much about their role in salvation history, but also about their intimacy with God and their desire to be examples for us of how to be faithful. Let's look at St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel the archangel, a messenger of God, was one of three angels mentioned by name in the Catholic Bible. He appeared to the prophet Daniel to explain the prophet's visions relating to the Messiah. We find that in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 16 through verse 26. You also find St. Gabriel in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 21 through verse 27. St. Gabriel also appeared to Zechariah in the temple in Jerusalem to announce the coming of Zechariah's son, John the Baptist, and to strike Zechariah mute for his disbelief. We encounter St. Gabriel in the New Testament in Luke chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. He appeared to Mary to let her know she'd been selected to bear the Savior of humanity. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. St. Gabriel, the archangel, appears in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. And Gabriel, as a messenger, as an angel, a messenger of God, Gabriel's name means God is mighty, or God is my strength. My master is God, strong man of God, or the strength of God. The name Gabriel directs us to the strength or the might that is possessed by God. It's incredible because as a messenger, as an angel, that's what that means, angels, messenger, Gabriel doesn't speak of his own. But because he's a messenger of God, he speaks the will of the Father in heaven. So whether it's with Daniel in the Old Testament, or with Zechariah, or with the Blessed Virgin Mary, when we hear the words spoken by Gabriel, those words originated in the mind and heart of God our Father. The message of Gabriel is one of the reasons why we are able to treasure the great gift of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When the Archangel Gabriel says, "Hail, full of grace," those are not the angel's words. Those are our Father in heaven's words. The angel is a messenger. A messenger communicates a message from the giver to the recipient. And so when Archangel Gabriel approaches Our Lady and says, "Hail, full of grace," those are not merely words that originate from the angel, but originate from God the Father, our Father in heaven. Archangel Gabriel is popularly turned to for prayers with regard to communicating, speaking. So if we know someone who really struggles to communicate or to get their thoughts out or to share their thoughts, seek the intercession of St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel shares a feast day with St. Michael and St. Raphael on the 29th of September. We learn so much once we start to see how the angels and saints come together as we celebrate their feast days. We also have an opportunity today to consider St. Michael the Archangel and St. Raphael the Archangel. When we consider the three archangels together, we see, once again, God's role in saving us. He doesn't want to lose us. St. Michael the Archangel's feast day is the same as St. Gabriel's, the 29th of September. The Archangel Michael is known as the leader of the army of God. When we believe the beginning of creation, the angelic species were created, Lucifer in his pride couldn't deal with the fact that God would take flesh. God would become man, and Lucifer rebelled. Michael, though, is the one who led the defense of the kingdom of heaven. Michael, therefore, is a great patron saint of the church, defending us in this day of battle against the assaults of the evil one who seeks to ruin our souls, tempt us into sin, lead us into darkness, confuse us, fill us, surround us with lies. We then rightly cry out to St. Michael the Archangel, seeking his defense, seeking his prayers. devotion to Saint Michael is not limited to Christians, but is also found among certain groups of the Jews as well as even Muslims. There are writings about Saint Michael in all three religions, Muslims, the Jews, and Christians. He is considered the guardian angel of Israel and the guardian and protector of the church. In the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1, Michael is described as rising up to defend the church against the Antichrist. The feast of the apparition of Saint Michael commemorates appearances of the archangel to a man named Gargano in 492 on now what's called Mount Gargano near Manfredonia in southern Italy. Gargano and others were pasturing cattle on a mountain. A bull wandered off and hid in a cave. An arrow was shot into the cave, but it came flying back out and wounded the archer. The cowherders went to their bishop, who ordered 3 days of fasting and prayer to seek an explanation for the mystery. At the end of the 3 days, Michael appeared to the bishop and requested a church built in the honor of the holy angels in the cave. If you find medals or holy cards with relics of Michael, there are usually chips of rock from that cave in Italy. Saint Michael, like Saint Gabriel and Saint Raphael, were never born. They were created by God, nor have they died, because as angelic species, they live forever. There they are eternal. The archangels, remember, are messengers. They serve the Lord. They serve the Most High. A popular custom is to pray the Saint Michael the Archangel prayer at the end of Mass. Whether the community does it together or not, we may continue that devotion by praying it ourselves, in our mind, in our heart, asking Saint Michael to defend us and protect us. After we leave the celebration of the Mass and return to the world, we seek the protection of Saint Michael to protect the grace, the life of God we've received into our souls, to allow Saint Michael to intercede on behalf of those who are in the military, first responders, to ask Saint Michael to protect the church from all harm, to protect our families and our homes, to protect our country. Saint Michael, of course, is one of the three archangels we know of from sacred scripture. We've got Saint Gabriel, we have Saint Michael, and we have Saint Raphael. Saint Gabriel's name points us towards the strength of God, the might of God. Saint Michael's name points us to the powerful question, who is like God? Then we enter into Saint Raphael. Saint Raphael is one of the three mentioned in Scripture and one of the seven that stand before God's throne. He is mentioned in the Deuterocanonical book of Tobit, in which he traveled with Tobiah and cured a man's blindness. Hence his connection with travelers. His patron, he's the patron saint of those who travel, Saint Raphael. He's also the patron saint of young people and those who suffer from ailments pertaining to eyesight. Healed and those who are healers. He is traditionally considered the force behind the healing power of the sheep pull mentioned in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Remember, as an angel, he has never been born. He's never died. He was created and forever will exist. The name Raphael means God heals, or God has healed, God's remedy. We turn to Saint Raphael then on behalf of those who are ill or those who suffer. But let us also lift up in prayer their caregivers, their family members. While those who suffer oftentimes carry the cross of pain, family members of those who suffer are the ones who carry the cross of stress. Let us also keep in mind caregivers, doctors and nurses, those in the medical profession. Let us seek the intercession of the holy angels. So whether it be those who work in the field of communication, radio, TV, or publication, and we turn to Saint Gabriel for their prayers, or whether it's those who work to protect, serve, defend, and we turn to Saint Michael, or those who work to heal or cure or assist those who suffer, and we turn to Saint Raphael. The archangels give us a beautiful and powerful opportunity to consider how God works in our present moment, how God works in our lives, but also how God sends his angels to point out the way, to protect us from harm, and to teach us about his love, sacred scripture. You know, when's the last time we opened up the Holy Bible? When is the last time we entered into the Gospels? When's the last time we entered into the Old Testament, the prophets? if the name Michael, Gabriel, or Raphael is foreign to us, that usually points towards a distance from sacred scripture, a distance from the life of the church. Let us use this opportunity to learn about the archangels, Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael. Let us take this opportunity then to learn more about our faith, to enter into the life of Christ, learning more about sacred scripture. Let us allow the word of God to sustain our hearts, to satisfy our souls, so that we may know the Lord, and in our knowledge of the Lord, love him. In our knowledge of Jesus, we allow our love of him to grow. And as we know him and love him, then we become filled with this desire to serve him. And may we serve the Lord now and forever, trusting in the presence of the holy angels who guide us and protect us, who defend us. They lead us towards the Lord. Considering the beautiful example of the holy angels, we have so much to be grateful for. There's so much in our holy Catholic faith that enriches our lives. It transforms us to appreciate reality in a totally different way, in a very enhanced way. But this is our Catholic faith. It helps us to appreciate and take full grasp of the truth that we are not alone. God lives. God loves. And may God give you his peace.